This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for November 4th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics covered in this podcast are vascular disorders and traumatic brain injury. The Barrow Ruptured Aneurysm Trial, a clinical article by Cameron McDougall and colleagues. The Barrow Ruptured Aneurysm Trial was designed to mirror the International Subarachnoid Aneurysm Trial, or ISAT. Although the ISAT demonstrated fewer poor outcomes for patients treated by endovascular coil insertion as compared to surgical clipping, there has been continued controversy regarding these results. Because many more patients were treated at ISAT centers than were enrolled in the study, some have questioned whether the ISAT results could be broadly generalized. Similarly, because a large majority of the ISAT patients were enrolled in European centers, others questioned whether similar results would be experienced in North America. The Barrow Ruptured Aneurysm Trial sought to revisit the clip versus coil question and to address some of the perceived shortcomings of the ISAT. The Barrow Ruptured Aneurysm Trial was structured to account for all patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage and to alternate between treatment modalities. Although a follow-up duration of 6 years is intended, this report is limited to the findings at 1 year. Clinical outcomes were independently measured using the modified Rankin scale. Despite a relatively small number of patients available for follow-up at 1 year, a statistically significant difference between the two groups was detected. More patients treated by clipping suffered a poor clinical outcome, with an odds ratio of 1.68 favoring endovascular coil occlusion. Impact test comparisons of 20th and 21st century American football helmets, a laboratory investigation by Adam Bartsch and co-authors. Concussion is the signature American football injury of the 21st century. Modern helmets, in comparison with their less advanced predecessors, are widely believed to universally improve protection for football players by reducing head injury risk under all impact conditions. This belief is based on the notion that the more robust modern hardshell helmets must be more protective than their softshell leatherhead counterparts from nearly a century earlier. The authors of this study tested this notion by comparing the head injury risk while wearing 11 widely used modern helmets with the risk while wearing two early 20th century leatherhead helmets. They conducted near and subconcussive front, oblique front, lateral, oblique rear, and rear head impact tests at 5 meters per second with helmeted head forms. The unexpected was found. Head impact doses and head injury risks with vintage leather helmets were comparable to or better than those with several widely used modern helmets in many impacts. Thus, the notion that modern hardshell helmets must always be more protective than their non-hardshell leatherhead counterparts was shown to be unfounded. The authors emphasize that while they do not advocate reverting to leather headgear, they do strongly recommend that helmet testing standards be instituted that encourage minimizing impact doses at all severities, especially for youth players. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.